Greetings, fellow pilgrims. Getting closer and closer to Bethlehem each and every day that we journey together. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you today from our remote broadcasting studios in Lexington, Kentucky, St. Philip Drive, the upper room. It's Saturday, December 19th. It's our 21st Advent Daily Devotion. Today we're going to be turning to a new devotional for today to talk about prayer a little bit. This is from Robert Morneau's little devotion called Waiting in Joyful Hope. Robert Morneau. And today's devotion is called Prayers, Answered and Unanswered. Let's start with Scripture. We're going to go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 13. Luke 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John." Robert Morneau writes this, "At the start of Lent, the three large imperatives are direct and clear. Pray, fast, and give alms." Now, during the season of Advent, those same imperatives apply as we grow in our relationship with God by way of our mutual communication. As we strive to get our own lives in order through the disciplines of fasting and self-denial, as we reach out to our sisters and brothers in need. Zechariah was a man of prayer. He desperately wanted a family, but Elizabeth was old and barren. But Zechariah did not give up hope. His prayer for a child was answered, and his disgrace before others was taken away. Not all prayers are answered, at least in terms of what one may be asking for. The sick, for whom we pray to get well, often die. The barren woman, desiring to give birth to a child, remains barren, her pleas apparently unheeded. Petitions for the end of war seem to have no effect. We may be tempted to file these prayers as unanswered. But a mature spirituality has more subtlety than the categories of answered and unanswered prayers. True disciples have a radical, fundamental prayer. It goes like this: Thy will be done. Thy will be done. The question is not fertility or barrenness, not sickness or health, not even success or failure. The question is the realization of God's will. God's perspective transcends our limited comprehension because God knows what is best for us. You see, those unanswered prayers, sometimes those are our greatest blessings. If I ask you, what role does prayer play in your life these days? What would you say? What about fasting? Or almsgiving? What is your understanding of praying that God's will be done, not your own? Let us pray. Loving God, help us to pray. Teach us the mystery of your divine providence and enable us to be obedient to your slight stirring within. May we not focus on our needs or wants, but on what leads to justice and peace, those qualities of your kingdom. Amen. Here's our benediction. You might even know it. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.